Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's always good to see those of you who are physically present, and welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. We do have a few announcements today at 2 p.m. We have our church council meeting right here. Our volunteers for food pantry this week are Jan Nelson and Linda Champlin. Tuesday at 10 a.m., we have Bible study right here. Wednesday at 1:30, the women's group is going to be meeting at the home of Mona Pickering. And at 5:45, the youth group is going to be here practicing for their Christmas program, which will be next Sunday during worship. Thursday at 2 p.m. is Bell Choir, and Bell Choir will also be playing next week. So it's a good time to make sure that you're in church next Sunday. Also, you will see in your bulletins a green slip of paper and instructions for filling out the form to designate those that you wish to honor or remember as we purchase poinsettias to decorate the church. Also, on Christmas Day, a reminder that we are not having worship here on Christmas Day. Instead, we will be at the American Legion Hall doing Meals on Wheels and Christmas dinner. And more information will be coming to you on that so that you can sign up for various things that we'll be doing. We will also be doing lessons and carols that day so that our Sunday service will be a day of service. Do we have any other announcements? Also in the fellowship hall, I put information out about Ryan Coher. He is a pilot with the Missionary Air Fellowship who has been detained in Mozambique. It has been 6 weeks now, and there are still no charges against him. He is not just a random person. He is one of my relatives. So I ask that you hold him in prayer. And if you want information on him, information is available in the fellowship hall. It is now the third Sunday of Advent. Therefore, we are lighting three candles on our Advent wreath, two of the blue and the pink. Linda, if you'll come forward to light the candles of our Advent wreath. And as she does so, let us pray. Praise to you, O God, who holds our joy and sorrow. You bring water to parched ground and life out of death. Bless us as this light grows and send sorrow and sighing to flee away. Give us strength and patience, trusting that you are true to your promises. Transform the lives of all who suffer with your wonders near at hand. Amen. Amen. And let us sing verse 3 of O Come, Emmanuel, number 257. And consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, All Earth is Hopeful, number 266. Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up the wills of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that transformed by grace, we may walk in your way, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the 35th chapter of Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God, he will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And the lame shall leap like deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water.
The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it will be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 146 responsibly. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever.
Who gives injustice to those who are oppressed, and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the captive free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and the widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked.
The Lord shall reign forever. Your God was Zion throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from the fifth chapter of James. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of woman, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. In last week's gospel lesson from the third chapter of Matthew, we saw John the Baptist appearing in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." John was the one spoken of when the prophet Isaiah said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" People came to John at the Jordan River, confessed their sins, and were baptized. He told them that he was baptizing with water for the forgiveness of their sins, but one who is more powerful than he was coming. And he would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. John said, "I'm not worthy to carry his sandals." He said, "His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Later in the chapter, Jesus comes to John and is baptized, and the heavens are opened, and the Spirit of God descends like a dove and alights upon him, and a voice from heaven proclaims, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Some time has passed. Jesus has called his disciples, has preached and taught, has cleansed lepers, healed those who were paralyzed, cast out demons, and healed people of blindness and other illnesses. John is imprisoned, having offended Herod Antipas, the Tetrarch of Galilee, by preaching against his unlawful marriage. John, languishing in prison, sends his disciples to Jesus to ask this question: "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" He might be wondering, if Jesus is the Messiah, where is that winnowing fork? Where is the separation of the good wheat from the chaff? Where is the action that would show that the world is being changed? If Jesus is the Messiah, why is he eating with sinners rather than rebuking them? Why is he wandering about preaching messages of love rather than raising an army to free Israel from the oppression of Rome? Isn't that what the Messiah should be doing? When Jesus hears a message, he does not say, "Of course I'm the one who was promised. Of course I am the one for whom John was sent to prepare the way." Instead, he answers this way: "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." This response may have puzzled John's disciples. No one was expecting a healing Messiah. They were expecting a military genius who would defeat their oppressors and bring Israel back to her glory days. Jesus' words point back to the prophecy of Isaiah that we heard in our first lesson, that the day will come when God will come to save, and then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. These acts of healing and restoration are signs that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Anointed One, the one who has been promised. He does not free his people from the oppression of the Roman Empire, but instead freed them and us from an even greater oppression, the bondage of sin. As John's disciples return to him with Jesus' message, Jesus talks to the crowds about John, saying, "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at?" What were they expecting to see when they encountered John? They did not go out to see the scenery, to see a reed in the wind. They did not go out to see a weak man easily shaken. They did not go out to see someone dressed in fine robes. Fine robes are worn by people in palaces, people like Herod, not by someone living in the wilderness. Did they go to see a prophet? Yes. They went to see someone dressed in coarse clothing like Elijah, the prophet of old, did. Jesus tells them John was a prophet, and more than a prophet, that he is the one foretold by the prophet Malachi, who wrote, "Behold, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. See, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." As we wait for the day when Christ comes again in glory, when this broken world is made new, when there is an end to pain and suffering for all time, let us remember that Christ is the one who is our strength. When we become weary, let us turn to Jesus and ask for his strength and his healing. Our Lord Jesus healed many as a sign of the reign of God come near, and sent the disciples to continue this work of healing with prayer, the laying on of hands, and with anointing. In the name of Christ, the great healer and reconciler of the world, we now entrust to God all who are in need of healing. Let us pray. Mighty God, your Son Jesus brought healing and wholeness to all. Bring your healing presence now to all who are sick or in pain. Grant hope and peace to all who are in mental, physical, or spiritual distress. In your great mercy, hear us, O God. Loving God, our Creator and Redeemer, give gentleness and courage to family members, friends, and caregivers of all who suffer. In your great mercy, hear us, O God. God of great and abundant mercy, with your presence, sustain all for whom we pray. Relieve their suffering, give them firm hope, and strengthen their trust in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. My sisters and brothers, I invite you to come forward and receive a sign of healing and wholeness in the name of the Triune God. And those who desire to receive special prayers for healing are asked to come forward. You may come forward for yourself, or you may come forward as a channel of healing for someone else. And during this time, we invite all of you to make silent prayers for each one who is seeking God's healing.
Let us pray. Living God, provider of all healing, grant comfort to those who are in need of healing and strength. When they are afraid, give them courage. When they are afflicted, give them patience. When they feel dejected, give them hope. When they feel alone, assure them of the support of your holy people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our hymn for Advent is, O Lord, how shall we meet you? On this third week, we look especially at verse 3. Love caused your incarnation. Love brought you down to me. Your thirst for my salvation procured my liberty. O love beyond all telling that led you to embrace in love all love excelling our lost and fallen race. Let us join together in singing hymn number 241. Using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope. Gracious God, we rejoice in the gifts of your Spirit. Equip the global church to magnify your love and peace in every land. We pray for the work of the Lutheran World Federation and the ELCA Global Mission. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Abundant God, we rejoice in your creation. Revive lands we have squandered and depleted. Make gardens flourish in cities and neighborhoods. Cleanse polluted air and water so living things may breathe, drink, and praise you. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Righteous God, we rejoice in your justice. End racism and oppression. Deliver all who are unjustly imprisoned or persecuted. Reconcile nations and people in conflict. Help us pray for our enemies. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Healing God, we rejoice in your compassion. Comfort any in distress because of worry, illness, or loss, especially those listed on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Strengthen and protect healthcare workers, rescue teams, crisis counselors, and all who risk themselves to keep others safe. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Abiding God, we rejoice in your company. Give us calm and patient hearts as we gather with family and friends. Keep us mindful of those for whom the season is not happy. Console the grieving and surround them with loving support. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful God, we rejoice with Mary, Mother of our Lord, and with all the saints, that your mercy endures for all generations. Look with favor on those who have died, and lead us to joyfully sing of your everlasting promises. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. Thank you for sending in your offering to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, number 184.
Thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks to him. comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and enjoy your unending hymn.
The blood of Christ shed for you. blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you.
Thank you. Good thing.